没开始之前呢，我就要讲一些抱歉，因为我的中文的这么困难，因为我56岁才开始学中文的，因为56岁之前我不会中文的，所以呀、啊，有你听我的讲中文呢，有一点吃力，所以我抱歉抱歉啊。好，我们现在啊，没祷告，没讲到之前呢，我要祷告。慈爱的天父，当我们聚集在这里呢，聆听你的话语的传讲时，请你向我们的心说话。愿因为你的同在，我们的信心得以坚固。愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你。我的主，我的神，我的救世主面前蒙悦纳，这样的祷告奉告主耶稣的名，阿
门。阿门。
谢谢。Well, good morning, friends.
下午好，朋友们。
I'm thankful to be able to share God's word with you this Easter Sunday.
在这个复活节的主日，我很感恩能跟大家分享神的话语。
I want to begin today's reflection with an old story from an old hymn.
我想用一首古老圣诗中的故事来开始今天的信息。
In 1873, a man named Horatio Spafford endured losses most of us can hardly imagine.
1873年，有一个叫火拉修斯布福的人经历了大多数人难以想象的痛苦。
In 1871, his young son died.
1871年，他的年幼的儿子过世了。
Then the Great Chicago Fire wiped out most of his real estate wealth.
然后芝加哥大火烧毁了他投资的大部分的房产。
2 years later, while his wife Anna and their 4 daughters were sailing to England, their ship sank in the Atlantic.
2年后，他的妻子安娜带着他们的四个女儿一起乘船到英国去，但是船沉没了。
More than 200 people died.
200多人葬身海底。
But Anna survived.
安娜存活了。
Their 4 daughters did not.
但是他们的女儿却没有。
And her telegram to him simply said,Saved alone.
后来斯布珍收到他妻子的一个简短的电报，上面只是说独我存活。
Later, as Spafford crossed the ocean to join his grieving wife, the captain pointed out the place where his daughters died.
后来斯布福乘船，横跨大西洋到跟悲痛中的妻子会合的时候，船长给他指看那个他女儿们遇难的海域。
It was there in that place of sorrow that Spafford wrote the words many Christians still sing today.
在那个充满伤痛的地方，他写下了后来被许多基督徒都会传唱的诗歌。
These are the words.
下面是这样写的，他是这样写的。
When peace like a river attendeth my way.
当平安如江河环绕我心。
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
当患难如海潮翻腾。
Whatever my lot.
无论遭遇如何。
Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well.
主教导我说我心得安宁，我心得安宁。
How does someone say that?
人怎么可以说出这样子的话呢？
How does a person stand in the wreckage of life and still say, it is well?
特别是当一个人站在他生命的废墟中，还能说我心得安宁。
The answer is not denial.
答案并不是在逃避现实。
It is hope.
而是盼望。
not shallow optimism, but the deep conviction that suffering does not have the last word.
也并不是肤浅的乐观，而是一种很深的确信。
Death does not have the last word.
苦难并不是最终的目的。
And God does not abandon his people in the dark.
神也不会在黑暗中丢下他的百姓。
Long before Horatio Spafford, Job spoke the same defiant hope.
其实在斯布福之前很早约伯就说出了同样带着不屈的盼望的话。
Sitting in the ashes, having lost his children, his health, and everything he owned, Job said,
当他坐在废墟中，失去了儿女，失去了健康，也失去了自己一切的所有，他在说，
I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
And in the end, he will stand upon the earth.
末了必站立在这地上。
After my skin has been destroyed,
我这皮肉灭绝之后，
yet in my flesh I will see God.
我必在肉体之外得见神。
Today is Easter Sunday.
今天是复活节主日。
And Easter Sunday tells us that Job's hope was not misplaced.
这复活节告诉我们约伯的盼望没有落空。
Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and raised again.
耶稣基督被钉死，埋葬了，又从死里复活。
The Redeemer Job longed for is alive.
约伯所盼望的救主今天是活着的。
And because he lives, we can face sorrow and loss and fear and even death with hope.
也因为他活着我们就能带着盼望去面对忧伤、失望、惧怕，甚至死亡。
So what does Job's confession teach us today?
那么约伯的宣告对我们今天有什么教导呢？
First, I think it tells us that suffering is not meaningless.
首先是苦难不是没有意义的。
What makes Job's words so powerful?When he said them,
约伯说这些话的时候，为什么让人感到那么的震撼？
He does not say them when life is good.
他说这些话的时候，并不是在他一帆风顺的时候。
He said them when everything around him was falling apart.
恰恰相反，是在他人生面临彻底崩塌的时候。
Job had lost his wealth.
他失去了他的财富。
His children.
他的儿女。
His health,
他的健康,
and his place in the community.
他在社群中的地位,
and he sits in the ashes, scraping his skin with broken pottery.
他坐在废墟中用瓦片刮自己的身体,
his friends misunderstood him.
他的朋友误解他,
his wife told him to give up.
他的妻子劝他放弃,
and yet in the middle of that darkness,Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives.
可是就在这样的黑暗中，约伯却说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
That is not language of comfort.
这不是出于安慰的话。
It is a language of faith.
而是出于信心发出的言语。
Many people come to Easter carrying heavy things.
很多人来到复活节是带着沉重的担子。
There's grief.
可能是悲伤。
Illness.
疾病。
Broken relationships.
破裂的关系。
Disappointment.
也可能是失望。
Unanswered prayers.
还有一直没有回应的祷告。
One of the hardest seasons of life is not just when things are painful, but when they remain painful.
人生最难熬的时候，不只是痛苦来临的时候，而是痛苦一直没有离开的时候。
And when you pray and nothing changes,
当你祷告了，但是事情并没有发生变化。
When you wait and no answers comes,
当你等待了，但是答案还没有来。
When you try to hold on to faith, but God feels so distant,
当你想抓住信心，但是觉得神好像离你很远。
The resurrection does not deny that suffering is real.
复活并不是否认 苦难的真实性。
It tells us that God has entered it.
复活是在告诉我们，神亲自进入了苦难。
Isaiah says, "Surely he took our pains and bore our suffering."
以赛亚说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
We do not have a Redeemer who is detached from human sorrow.
我们的救赎主并不是一个远远站在一旁的旁观者。
In Jesus Christ, God has stepped into our anguish.
在耶稣基督里，他亲自进入了苦难。
He has suffered.
他受苦。
He has wept.
他流泪。
He has been wounded.
他受伤。
And the book of Hebrews says that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness.
希伯来书也说，我们的大祭司并不是不能体恤我们的软弱。
He knows us.
他懂我们。
From the inside out.
他从我们最深处认识我们。
And that matters.
这个很重要。
Because it means that our pain is never meaningless and never faced alone.
因为这表示我们的痛苦从来不是毫无意义的，也从来不是独自承受的。
Henry Nouwen once wrote that the wounds of Christ remind us not only of how we're saved, but also that our wounds can be taken up into the redeeming work of God.
亨利·卢云曾经说，基督的伤痕不只是提醒我们是怎么得救的，也启示我们的伤痕也是可以被神带到他的救赎工作中的。
And in Christ, our suffering is no longer pointless.
在基督里，苦难不再是毫无意义。
It's still painful.
它还是很痛。
It's still heavy.
它还是很重。
But it does not get to define us.
但是它不能压垮我们。
And it does not get to destroy our hope.
也不能毁掉我们的盼望。
Because our Redeemer lives.
因为我们的救赎主活着。
Suffering is not the end of the story.
苦难不再是故事的结局。
Secondly, suffering and death will pass away.
第二点是，苦难和死亡终将过去。
Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives.
约伯说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
That is striking.
这个很惊人。
Because nothing in his life at that moment looks redeemed.
因为在那个时候，他的生命中好像并没有一件事情得到了救赎。
Nothing is improving.
没有任何事情看到了转机。
Nothing is being fixed.
没有一件事情正在被修复。
Everything is still broken.
所有的事情都是在崩塌。
And yet he says,
但是他孩子在说，
I know.
我知道。
Not I hope.
不是我希望。
Not I think.
也不是我想大概吧，
I know.
而是我知道。
The word redeemer in Hebrew is goel.
救赎主这个词希伯来文是 goel.
It refers to a family member who stepped in to rescue, restore, and defend someone who could not rescue themselves.
指的是一个家庭成员站出来为那些无力自救的亲人进行的拯救、恢复和辩护。
A redeemer stood up when no one else would.
当无人能挺身而出的时候，救赎主站出来了。
That is what Job is clinging to.
这正是约伯紧紧持守的。
His friends have no answer.
他的朋友们没有答案。
His community had failed him.
他的族群也让他失望。
Even God feels hidden.
好像连神也隐藏了。
But Job believes there is one who will stand with him and for him.
但是约伯坚信一定有一位为他挺身而出。
That confidence did not appear out of nowhere.
这样的确信并不是凭空而出的。
It was formed over time through worship.
而是在长久与神相交敬拜中形成的。
Job had walked with God long before he suffered.
约伯也不是等到受苦之后才认识神的。
His faith in the dark was rooted in communion with God in the light.
当黑暗来临的时候，他能持守信心来源于在顺境中就学会了信靠神。
Somewhere along the way, Job became convinced that this broken world cannot be the whole story.
约伯心里清楚，这个破碎的世界不可能就是全部。
That suffering cannot have the last word.
苦难并不是结局。
That sin does not get the last say.
罪恶也不是定论。
That death cannot be the end.
死亡不可能是最后的终结。
He believed God would not create this world only to abandon it.
他相信神不是创造了这个世界然后去摒弃它。
He believed God must have a greater purpose.
他坚信神一定有更高的旨意。
And that one day, God himself would act to redeem.
而且有一天神会亲自出手来救赎。
On Easter Sunday, we see that Job's hope was pointing to Jesus Christ.
在这个复活节的主日，我们可以看到约伯的盼望最终指向的是耶稣基督。
Jesus entered our suffering.
耶稣进入了我们的痛苦。
Died our death.
承担我们的死亡。
And then he rose again.
然后死里复活。
The grave could not hold him.
坟墓关不住他。
And death could not keep him.
死亡无法羁绊他。
And because he lives, we know this present world of sorrow is not forever.
因为他活着，我们就知道这个充满悲伤的世界不是永远的。
Revelation chapter 21 gives us this promise, a new heaven and a new earth.
启示录二十一章给了我们这个应许。
God dwelling with his people.
有新天新地
and God dwelling with his people.
神要与他的百姓同住
every tear wiped away.
他要擦去他们一切的眼泪
no more death.
不再有死亡
no more mourning.
不再有悲哀
no more crying.
不再有哭嚎
no more pain.
也不再有疼痛
because the old order of things will pass away.
因为从前的事都过去了。
That's where history is going.
这就是历史最终要去的方向。
That's why God's people have hope.
这就是神的子民为何怀有希望。
Not because life is easy.
不是因为生活轻松。
But because resurrection is true.
而是因为复活是确实的。
Suffering is real.
苦难是真实的。
But it's temporary.
但也是暂时的。
Death is painful.
死亡是痛苦的。
But it is passing.
但是它终将过去。
The old order will not last forever.
旧有的秩序不会永远持续下去。
Because our Redeemer lives, suffering and death will pass away.
因为我们的救赎主仍活着。苦难和死亡终将过去。
Third, life will have the last word.
第三是生命终将得胜。
Job says, "After my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God."
约伯说：“我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。”
That's an astonishment statement coming from a man whose body has fallen apart.
这句话真是令人震撼，因为是从一个身体正在一点一点垮掉的人口里说出来的。
And Job believes that even if he dies, death will not be end of him.
约伯相信，即便是他死了，死亡也不是他的终点。
He believes that somehow beyond decay and loss and the grave, he will stand before God.
他相信，无论如何，越过朽坏，若越过坟墓。他终将站在神的面前。
And that is resurrection hope, brothers and sisters.
这就是复活的盼望。
Job refuses to believe that his life ends in ashes.
约伯拒绝相信他的人生最后只剩下了灰烬。
He refuses to believe that death has the final say.
他拒绝相信死亡是终结。
In the middle of devastation, he looks beyond suffering and says, "I will see God."
在苦难中透过痛苦看向远方说我必得见神。
And Easter tells us he was right.
而复活节告诉我们他是对的。
And Jesus rose from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活
not just as a symbol,
不只是一个象征
but truly in history,
而是真实发生的事件
He bodily and gloriously rose from the dead,
他是实体的荣耀的复活了
The resurrection is God's declaration that life, not death, has the final word.
复活就是神向世界宣告最后得胜的是生命不是死亡
But the truth is, life has always been a wonder.
其实生命是一件很奇妙的事情
The odds of anyone of us existing at all are so astonishing small. 1 in 400 trillion.
我们每一个人能存在本身就是极其不可思议的奇迹400万亿分之一。
And even our presence here feel like grace.
我们这个真的是对不可思议。
We did not create ourselves.
我们不是自己创造了自己。
We did not choose to be.
也不是我们自己选择来到了这个世界。
Life came to us as a gift.
生命临到我们本身就是一个礼物。
Life came to us as a miracle.
是神迹。
And if God who first gave us life is the author of our being, then resurrection is not absurd at all.
如果那赐生命给我们的神本来就是我们存在的创造者，那么复活又怎么是荒谬的呢？
The one who called us into existence in the first place is fully able to call us beyond the grave.
那位把我们带进生命的神当然也能够带我们出坟墓进入更丰盛的生命。
Problem is, we get so used to being alive that we stop marveling.
我们常常已经习惯了活着这件事情。
We stop not noticing the wonder of breath, the gift of consciousness, the beauty of love, the mystery that is there is something rather than nothing.
我们已经不再感叹生命的奇妙，也没有认识到意识的宝贵，不再珍惜爱的美好，也不去思考神的创造。
Easter wakes us up.
复活节把我们叫醒。
It reminds us that life is not cheap.
它提醒我们生命不是廉价的。
It's not accidental.
也不是偶然的。
It's not disposable.
也不是可以随意丢弃的。
Life is holy.
生命是圣洁的。
Life is a gift.
生命是礼物。
Life is a miracle.
生命是奇迹。
And in Christ, that miracle is not only swallowed up by death, it is redeemed, made everlasting.
而在基督里，这个神迹不会被死亡吞灭，相反，它要被救赎，而且要被带到永恒。
Revelation chapter 22 gives us a final glimpse of that future.
启示录二十二章又让我们看到那个未来的图画。
The river of the water of life.
有生命水的河。
The tree of life.
有生命树。
Healing for the nations.
万民得医治。
No more curse.
不再有诅咒。
No more night.
不再有黑暗。
This is the world that Christ has secured for us.
这就是基督已经为我们赢得的世界。
And somehow Job, sitting in the ashes, saw it from a distance.
而奇妙的是，约伯坐在灰烬中，竟然已经远远看到了这一切。
Now, that is defiant hope.
这是一种不屈的盼望。
Hope that looks a tragedy in the face and says, "You will not get the last word."
是一种能直面悲剧，还能说你不能决定我的结局。
Hope that says that even if I do not understand, even if I do not see the way forward, even if everything falls apart, my Redeemer lives.
是一种即使不明白，即使看不见前面的路，即使一切都崩塌了，却仍然能够说，我的救赎主仍活着。
So today on Easter Sunday,
所以今天在这个复活节的主日，
This is good news.
这就是福音。
Christ has risen.
基督复活了。
The Redeemer lives.
我们的救赎主活着。
Suffering is not meaningless.
苦难不是没有意义的。
Death will pass away.
死亡终究要过去。
And life will have the last word.
并且生命终将得胜。
So may Job's hope become our hope.
愿约伯的盼望也成为我们的盼望。
And may the resurrection of Jesus steady our hearts, strengthen our faith, and teach us to say, even in sorrow, that I know my Redeemer lives.
愿耶稣基督的复活稳固我们的心，坚定我们的信心，也教导我们在忧伤中仍然能够说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the testimony of Job.
感谢神，让我们今天有了约伯记的分享。
Thank you that we know we can count on the truth that our Redeemer lives.
我们知道今天的救赎主在这里。
And I pray for anyone here who is suffering and who is going through a hard time and darkness.To remember that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
我为那些在苦难中正在受磨难的弟兄姐妹向主献上感恩和祷告。
And one day all our suffering and all the difficulties of our lives will end.
终有一天，所有的苦难、所有的死亡都将过去。
Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
因为我们的主基督耶稣已经死里复活。
Amen. It's in his name we pray.
我们以基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.